Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, truvysalonandspa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
And media, well, I think we all know if it bleeds, it leads. The more they can get you to stay inside and watch their panic porn, the higher the ratings. Researchers at Dartmouth built a database recently monitoring the COVID coverage of the major news outlets across the world and found that while other countries mix the good news in with the bad, the U.S. national media reported almost 90% bad news. And even as things were getting better, the reporting remained negative. And politicians, they lie because it's their nature to cover their ass so they don't get blamed if things goes badly, and also to keep in practice.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi. First time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124, HMBRadio.com. Home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. HMB Radio on Facebook. I have a Parler account. I think it's just HMB Radio and just podcast links go up there. Be monitored. Welcome back, folks. Are we united? Do we feel united? We had the Derek Chauvin trial conclude, guilty on all three counts that he was facing, and probably going to jail forever for the rest of his life. And we're back together. We're peaceful and, you know, everything's A-OK again. We have the president who claimed to be the guy to unite the country. And I'm happy to report that I look outside and I look on Twitter and look on the news and mission accomplished. Much like George W. Bush's big banner dropping down from the boat in Afghanistan in what, 2008? War's over. We're united. We're back, baby. It's a good feeling, isn't it? I mean, it was just so long of strife and fighting and not knowing what reality is. But we're back. I'm happy to say, obviously, I'm being sarcastic. Things are bad. And could they get much worse? I don't know. I'm afraid to tempt fate. It's easy to say, well, it can't get much worse, because whenever I've said that, it's gotten worse and continues to denigrate to the point where I want to pull my hair out, as I'm sure you do as well, just by the things that you know, are on the intake of. I spend a lot of my time on Twitter. Please do follow me there, home_made_man. Mostly because I try to find content for this show. I try to find content for the Johnny B Show, which is on 9 to midnight on 102.5 The Bone here. And I just find so much wacky stuff. And I've been, you know, a couple of my friends are like, dude, Twitter's not real life. And I went, yeah, it wasn't for a while. However, yeah, it is. It just definitely is. It's seeped out into every institution, everywhere is taken over by Twitter. Everywhere's Twitter. I hate to tell you, it's monstrous, but it's true. And my friend was like, you got to unplug, man. Because I send him this stuff, and he's like, this is just bonkers. And I go, I know. It is bonkers. He's, you just got to, like, let it go. And I know. I can't. I can't let it go. And I guess if you live a life where you kind of maybe just watch NBC News and, you know, check out the 6 o'clock news, or maybe you watch one of the late night, you know, CNN shows or Fox News shows, you get your daily dose of, oh my God, and anger and disgust. And then you tune out and go about your life. And part of me envies that. Because I wish I could do that. I feel like I have things that I need to do. I have, you know, shows to prepare. I have to know what's happening. I have to have things to talk about. So I can't unplug, it's unfortunately. And I wouldn't want to anyways, because I like doing this stuff, believe it or not. I like being mad. I like being depressed. It's just an unfortunate place for me, for my headspace. But it's also good for doing this type of work that I do. So it's good and bad, I guess. I'll probably die of an early age from a heart attack prematurely because of this. However, you know, it's productive. I have fun, and hopefully you do, you know, as well. And that was a clip, by the way, that I played right at the beginning of Bill Maher. Bill Maher is the worst. However, sometimes he really hits one out of the park, and his 7-minute last thought, or I don't know what he calls it. I don't watch HBO. I haven't watched his show in many years, but he does have he puts clips on Twitter, and that's where that came from. 7 minutes on media, it was good. He really hit one out of the park this week, and you should go check it out. It's pinned to the top of his Twitter page, although by the time this comes out, there might be a new one there. And listen, I'm just going to say it. The press is the enemy of the people. Corporate press is the enemy of the people. They have no justification, no intention to inform you. They are gleefully lying right to your face. Lying to your face for a few reasons. Lying to your face because anger sparks clicks. Clicks spark money. And they're also lying to you because they just have a blatant agenda for a certain political party in this country. And it's so obvious and so in the can. There's so many examples of it. We went over it last week. If you haven't listened to last week's podcast about the losers who rule the world, I encourage you to do that. They're just a propaganda wing for certain political elites. They get the message out for who owns these newspapers and what they want them to report. There's no speaking truth to power anymore. They are the voice of power. They are about crushing any sort of populist power that the people still have in this democracy that we have. I mean, they are just outright lying to you. I would not believe a single goddamn thing I see on any major news outlet. Take it at face value. I think you should consume it. You should always know your enemy, as the Art of War says. But these people are not your friends. And, you know, we saw it this week. We had Derek Chauvin sentencing, end of the trial, going away forever, probably. And then that same day, there was, I got to be careful because I don't even want to talk about the actual event. I want to talk about the coverage of that said event. Columbus, Ohio, a police officer shot a 16-year-old girl. Now, the body cam of that from that officer's body cam showed her swinging a knife about to stab another girl. And he made a decision and killed her, killed the girl, the one wielding the knife. And that's a terrible thing, tragedy. And press went right to work, saying that tragedy occurred, that a police officer shot a young woman who was about to stab another young woman, and an investigation is ongoing. No, they went right to work and said that this is another clear evidence of police brutality. And countless media figures reported before the facts were out that police in Ohio had just killed an unarmed, and this person happened to be black. So an unarmed black person. So that goes with the narrative that's going on. Areva Martin, CNN correspondent, legal correspondent, by the way, civil rights attorney, best-selling author, TV host, entrepreneur, according to a Twitter feed. She went right in and said, there's been yet another police shooting of an unarmed 16-year-old black girl by police in Columbus, Ohio, with a bunch of mad emojis. And that's, I'm sorry, I mean, objectively not true. It's off, doesn't take away from the awfulness of that event, but that's not true. Don't believe your lying eyes. Right around the same time that Martin posted that tweet, Columbus police released body cam footage of the incident, and it clearly showed the girl swinging a knife at another girl when she was shot. Even with that information, NPR, National Public Radio, taxpayer funded, couldn't help itself. In one version of the report that they put out, NPR stated vaguely that before Bryant was shot, she was seen swinging her arm toward another person. No mention of the knife. They did update it, though. They removed any mention of the knife in Bryant's hand or swinging it at all. Just got rid of that. The report says that Bryant approaches a second girl. Bryant was a young lady that was killed. And throws her against a car parked on a driveway. The officer shouts to get down three times, pulls out his gun, and shoots in Brian's direction at least four times, and she falls to the ground. As an officer approaches her, the knife can be seen close to her. Nope, not according to the body cam. The video. Don't worry, though. NPR gave itself cover by including a ridiculous disclaimer in the report, which said that some facts reported by the media may later turn out to be wrong. NPR wasn't the only one. The Washington Post. They quoted Bryant's aunt saying that her niece had a knife in her hand but dropped it before she was shot. The Post just said, okay, and ran with that. And the Post amazingly mentions the body cam footage but conveniently never makes it clear that there was a knife in the video. And they would remain, you know, pretty elusive in the way they described it. The Daily Beast. They were also dragged for their original reporting on the incident. The outlet reported that Bryant had dropped the knife before being shot, using her aunt as the primary source, and added without any sort of verification or journalism that Bryant was fending off an assault when the police arrived. The outlet has updated its story many times. NBC Nightly News. They made a decision to deceptively edit out an important portion of the 911 call in which the caller says that these grown girls over here trying to fight us, trying to stab us, get here now. In their video report, the outlet only played the portion where the caller shouts, "We need police officer out here now." NBC also failed to stop and show the knife in Bryant's hands moments before she was shot. CNN, Wolf Blitzer, attempted to cover the obvious facts of the case displayed by the body cam footage with a cloud of uncertainty. Can't be sure. They have a video. Can't be sure. Said that there were growing questions about the incident as it appears. And that Bryant has a knife, and it seems, in quotes, as if she was lunging at another girl. She was. We have video of that. Not speaking about this case at all, but it's pretty evident what happened. Now, you can make your arguments. You can talk about whether that officer was justified in that shooting. I don't want to talk about it because I work for a corporation. And I might get fired, potentially. My gripe, again, is with media coverage, corporate media coverage of this event, where it is clear as day in the video what happened. No getting around it. You can get around it. You can make your own reality. And all of these news outlets agree with each other. They all circular report with each other. They fact check each other. Ergo, that becomes the narrative. Circular reporting, they call it. They don't get with the source. They fact check. Hey, can you confirm this happened? Well, according to NPR, this is what happened. According to CNN, this is what happened. According to NBC, this is what happened. So, that's what happened. Even with a video where you could see clear as day what happened, these people are the enemy of the people. Do not count on them for any information about objective reality. They are completely lying to you. HMBradio.com. Please do subscribe to this podcast if you don't. HMB Radio on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your pods, it'll be there. And sometimes I do put out other things. It's not this podcast, but just bonus features. Me and my friend Kelly, we fought about the new transgender sports bill that was just passed in the Florida House. So we had a good discussion about that, and that went up on the HMB Radio feed. You can hear that. And that was fun. We fought. But then we hugged it out afterwards, and she's an ideologue, and she has her feelings about things, but she's also pretty normal, too, believe it or not. I've had some comments like, oh, my God, I hope you guys are still friends, and oh, yeah, we're good. We're cool. She's a nut, but she's cool, and I'm sure she feels the same about me. So, you know, it's a good relationship to have. Home_made_man, Twitter and Instagram. Follow me there.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
Oh, my God.
I'm back from the dead, baby.
This isn't even planned. So I turn on the mics and she just starts coughing immediately. Welcome back. You survived COVID-19.
I did. I feel like I'm part of the cool kids club now where I can tell other people what it was like and how I battled a Chinese bioweapon and made it through.
That's good. I'm happy to hear that. I had no doubt that a lady in your physical stature and your health that you would be just fine with it. But tell us.
I'm flexing right now. You obviously can't see, but
tell us what happened. How'd it go?
Oh, it was, it comes on suddenly, folks. You know, you're just living your life. Finally, my mattress came. I had ordered it, but it got lost in the abyss of who knows where. And it finally arrived. This was Friday, April 9th. I was so excited. I wake up, I unwrap it, do all the things, put everything together, throw out the old bed. As soon as I sit down to put just one bite of food in my mouth, I go, a little cold. Did it get colder in here? No, those are chills, soon to be followed by body aches and an intense fever.
So you had said that you never experienced a flu before.
Never even had the flu. I've never had a flu shot. I've never been sick for more than like 3 days. And when I get sick, it's like you feel a little unwell, but I've never had like body aches before like that. So I immediately go get tested because I'm a responsible adult, and it comes back negative. So I start freaking out because then I'm like, what if this is just the common cold and it's kicking my ass right now? Like, that's embarrassing. And if I'm going to go through all of this, I want to at least have antibodies again, you know, for COVID. So I proceed to get sicker and sicker through that night. I couldn't even take a shower. I had absolutely zero appetite. This was Friday night. I'm sweating like a mother effer. And finally, about 3 a.m., my fever breaks because it just, you know, I'm just sopping wet everywhere, you know. And a couple days pass. I get two tests, PCR and rapid, both positive. So I felt like, thank God, I've been validated that I am infected and I'm going to get better and I'm going to have some sort of defense against this disease. But, you know, I mean, it's one. I don't know if this was it was like this for you, but I feel like to get from 0 to 90 was like a week. And then I feel like the last 10%, it like lingers a little, you know, like a little congestion, a little baby cough sort of thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I kind of had the same story where when I had it, I thought I might have it, and I went and got a rapid test, and it was negative. So I was like, okay. And then my doctor said, you can go ahead and do your thing, go to work, whatever. And then I
talked,
you know,
to a mic that other people use.
Viral shedded all up in that beach, and then got everybody else sick allegedly. And then yeah, a few days later, I got the test and it was positive. So it's a sneaky one, man. Like, by the time it's too late, by the time that you know, you've already spread it around. And
which is so bizarre, because you would think by the time you're exhibiting symptoms, you would be very positive. You know, like, I understand if you don't feel anything, but, like, it's so spread out through your body that you have a fever and chills and you have a cough, yet you take a test and it's net. Like, how is it negative?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The symptoms are never that bad for me. I never really had the intense. I had bad leg aches, and I almost thought
like,
that
I had deep ones in like my back.
Oh, no. It was in my legs, okay. Like top half of my legs where I had those, and then
fever.
No, never really ran a fever.
Really?
No, I think it got up to like 99.3, which is just barely. A slight one. That's barely anything. So I guess I got really lucky, and I losing my taste and smell was definitely the worst of that.
That never happened to me.
Oh, you're truly blessed, yeah. Because I'm still not convinced that I can totally taste. Because it gets wiped.
Yeah.
It's like a hard drive. You get, it's gone. So you have to almost, your brain has to relearn how to taste things.
Did it suddenly come back, or was like a slow fade and a slow fade back in?
I'm not certain that it is back to where it was.
Sure,
I'm pretty sure
it's,
it is.
It's more than you got some taste, obviously.
It was pretty gradual. Okay. Yeah. And it just kind of just tapered to, and now I can taste now.
Okay.
I'm positive of it, but I'm trying to compare it to what it was like pre-COVID.
Right.
You know, and it's hard to navigate compare. That in your brain. Yeah.
It was funny because it's one of those things that I thought was for sure coming. And at some point I couldn't really smell, but I was also congested. So I was like, I could just be congested. So I decided to do a little bit of a test because I'm a scientist, and I had a fruit bowl, like it cut up with different sorts of fruit. So I'm closing my eyes, sticking my hand into a bowl of fruit that's with three different melons, and then I started tasting. I'm like, okay, that's a cantaloupe. I still got it.
Oh, that's so good. That's
I was testing it.
That was definitely, for sure, for me, the worst part. I hated that, and having it slowly come back. I remember sipping on bourbon, and I could feel the alcohol in my mouth.
Like the burn?
The burn, but I had no... I couldn't taste the alcohol at all.
Oh, man.
But I could feel it.
Couldn't taste your alcohol.
Couldn't taste my alcohol.
Just kill me.
Yeah, it was weird. It was definitely weird. And then, you know, you get into your head, and then you see these stories about people who haven't gotten their taste back yet.
Yeah, or when I first, and I knew as soon as, like, night fell, I was like, I for sure have. Like, this was unlike anything I've ever had before, because I've never had the flu, and I guess it was similar to that for a lot of people. I forgot what I was going to say. I completely lost my train of thought, but anyways, it's fine. I'm back in business. We're doing okay. I get to brag about it. Everybody's bothering me about getting the vaccine, and you got to wait at least 90 days.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because then you'll have like a crazy response. Cause you already have I forget exactly why you would, but it's just like redundant. Like you don't need it.
Yeah.
We got the vaccine. I heard this one comedian say dishonorably, essentially. Like,
yeah.
Did you get, like, Moderna? Did you get Pfizer? It's like, I got the sponge. The sponge came in and was, like, farting and coughing on the mic. And I got it.
And so. I got the antibody. Yeah. Yeah, I had a conversation, and even my doctor friend is very much, you know, he's trying to get me to get the vaccine, but I even got him to admit that he, yes, he understands my rationale in this, which was, well, I have antibodies currently.
Yeah.
And I just went and gave blood this week to see if I still have the antibodies. If I don't have the antibodies, I might go get the vaccine. But if I still have them, I'm just going to wait. I talked to my doctor. He goes, yeah, you could probably wait till fall, you know, but you might want to look into getting it then. And because he was like, well, you could still get it and you know, right. pass it to other people. I'm like, yeah, but the vaccine's here and people who are vaccinated already chose to be vaccinated. Right. So they're not going to get really sick from mm-hmm. it. And then, so what's the point?
There is no point.
There is. I mean, if you have the antibody,
yeah,
you know, and then like the vaccine's available to everybody now. It's a miracle that human beings have pulled off once again.
Do you think this is going to even be a thing in the fall? You think, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I think we hit a 200 million person mark of people being vaccinated in the U.S. like yesterday or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only 330 million people in America. So, I mean, that's like, let's say, round up to 2/3 of the population has been fully vaccinated. I mean, remember when they were saying, oh, you know, it's 60% of we'll reach herd immunity. And they kept moving the post.
Oh, and they moved the goalpost and everything.
75, 80, 90, every single living, breathing, your cat, you need to vaccinate your cat. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think they're working on having it be a part of the normal flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's going to need a booster in 6 months as it is. Yeah. So, yeah, I think this is just going to become of our floral virus collective
right.
that we have to deal with every year.
Like I mean, I've never, have you ever even gotten a flu shot?
Yes, okay. I did. I went and voted for Barack Obama in 2008.
Such a P word.
And the lady said, hey, we have free flu shots if you vote. And this is when I was just like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to say a lemming, but I was just like, I'm going to do the responsible thing, and I'm going to... it's free, and Obama's prez now, so everything's going to be awesome. And so I said, okay, sure, and I got the flu shot. Now, I think this is probably unrelated to the shot. It just happened to go down this way, but I was never more ill that winter. I got so sick. I was sick the entire winter, and I blame it on that flu shot. I can't prove that that's what it was,
sure.
but... I think it just, like I said, I think it just happened to go that way. And ever since then, I'm like, I'm all right.
Forever.
I'm all right. I'm a specimen. I mean, my health is fantastic. It's really terrific.
But you also are very much a paper tiger. And we were talking about this on the way here.
Paper tiger.
You are. You know, I mean, you're a gender non-binary.
I am gender non-binary.
Transitioning. And even though you identify as a man, that's debatable. But even though you do, you don't really have any of the qualities that a grown, rugged man would have. Much like your father, which is weird because you should be the spawn of a very rugged kind of rough and tumble, very alpha kind of man who can build stuff and put things together, take them apart. And you really inherited none of those qualities
from
your father.
No, none at all. I am gender non-binary. And I came to that conclusion today where I actually think that I'm more fit into that category than people who claim to be gender non-binary just because of the facts you just laid down. I had to go pick up I found a terrific deal on a barbecue grill, propane grill, and we were recording late. It's really thrown my day completely off.
I can tell you were frazzled.
I'm frazzled, and I feel like I'm up against the clock, but it was too good of a deal to pass up. $40 for a propane grill that's in working order? Psh, no brainer.
I mean, I'd like to be like, yeah, but I don't even know how much. I mean, it looks like it's
hundreds
should be
of dollars.
I think at least like $300. Like
probably
new,
for that thing, $150 would have been reasonable.
Really? So $40 was like a steal. $40
is a steal.
Okay.
So I had to go pick that up. I asked my dad if he would go with me. he's like, oh, I'm at work. So I had to go pick up his truck, and then he's showing me where the straps are. He's like, you need to do this. And he's telling me what I need to do. I'm like, yeah, I got it.
Like, can you just come, please?
Well, that's why I wanted. I was hoping that he'd be able to do that, but no. So I went and picked up the grill. The guy was awesome that I picked it up from. And he helped me put it in the car, bless his heart. And he goes, all right, well, cool. Have a good one. I go, yeah, thanks. And I'm putting the straps on the grill. And it's like these ratchet, I don't know what they call it. That's how the ratchet straps. And you put this other side in, and you crank it, and you tighten it up, and I can't figure it out. I can't figure out how to work this thing. I'm embarrassed. I'm desperately, I'm sweating. I'm like, oh, God. I'm a man. I can do this. And
you need a man.
I need a man. Yeah. And I needed a man. And thankfully, that man was the guy who sold me the grill. He came back out and he goes, oh, you're still here. Because I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, I got to just tighten it back up and just getting it on here. And he goes, oh, I gotcha. And he came out and he did the straps for me. And he helped me put it together, put the straps together, and off I went.
Shame you or anything? He was...
Not at all.
Oh, that's cool.
But he was a man. Like he was probably my age, maybe even a little bit younger.
Really?
Yeah. And he's he's got a lawnmower turned over when I get there,
okay.
And he's sharp. He's like, oh, sorry, I was just sharpening my lawnmower blades with a file. And I was
me too.
I was like, oh, I know how that is. Yeah, brother, I feel that. And but he was just like a dude.
Yeah.
Like
desperately trying to bond with him, but you cannot.
Well, I wasn't desperately trying to bond with him.
Well,
but,
I mean, like lying about the blades and
yeah,
the things.
Yeah,
and,
I was definitely like, oh, yeah, I know, man. I know,
sure,
man.
Bro.
I know, brother. I feel you on that. It's friggin' lawns. and so he's... Yeah, so I think I am officially gender non-binary. I don't think I deserve the title of man because I don't identify as a man. I would like to. I just don't have the skills.
Well, I think you're very brave, Will, for coming out as a gender non-binary.
Thank
even
you.
Even though we already knew. Like, you're just preaching mm-hmm. to the choir. Like, we all knew this about you.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming out
to
no one's surprise.
It's been a long time, coming, I think, and... I don't know what my parents' reaction is going to be, but they'll just have to learn to still love me. And, hopefully I can be a part of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I had this argument with my father, not argument, but he was
discussion.
He hyping me up, he's like, I confessed to him that I'm not good at man stuff. and I wonder if he feels like maybe he failed in some way from didn't show me. Like, you showed me my stepdad. I had a stepdad, too, that was, he's a man as well, and, like, built a house and stuff. And so he knows what he's doing, and I helped him, do the house stuff, sheetrock and roofing and all that. Hated it the entire time, but still got practice. It's not that I didn't get practice with it. It's not their fault. I was exposed to these things.
It just didn't take.
It just never stuck. Mm. And I'm bummed. About that, because I want to be a man.
Yeah,
and
I would
I'm
love
just not.
For you to be a man too.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Yeah,
but
listen, like you do manly stuff. Like, for example, you like pumped up bike tires for me a few
times.
That's
gender non-binary.
I mean, that's pretty rugged.
No, that's gender non-binary. You're just a wuss. You're a lady.
Also true. I'm also just not as strong as you.
I'm very strong. Yes.
Right.
Very.
But,
yes.
Just with no skills. So it's
no
kind of,
skills.
Right.
Wasted strength. Yeah.
Aren't you training for a fight?
I don't think it's happening
ever,
anymore.
Right?
I don't know.
Didn't it get delayed to April?
It got delayed to TBD, I think, is where we're at now.
Okay.
Because it got pushed back twice.
Right.
And I think they're just like, we'll just hold off a while until we can do things again in capacity. So I don't know how long it's going to be. And I don't know if it's still a thing. I don't know.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do want to start boxing anyways because I feel like that's a manly thing to do.
Yeah, I think that'd be good for you.
It's just finding the time.
Yeah.
To do that sort
and
of stuff.
Maybe a trainer that no one's helping you find.
yeah. Well, that too. So my dad tried to hype me up one day. Or he does it a lot whenever I tell him, like, I just never got on this stuff. He goes, It's in your genes. It's in your genes. You can do it. And that's probably true. However, I think that the Koontzes have diluted their genes with bimbos over generations.
Possible.
And I think they just like went for hot chicks and now they're now I'm paying the price for their bad decisions.
Another thing that happens in the game of genetics is something called mutations where there's mistakes in the coding and things don't get copied as they should and it F's up the child. So.
Oh, and that's probably
that's
me.
That's what happened.
That's probably what happened to me.
Mutation. So it's not even a hereditary thing. It's just kind of like a mistake of nature, if you will.
I'm a freak. I'm Frankenstein's monster. I am. God is Frankenstein, and I'm Frankenstein's monster. I never really thought of it that way, but it's true. I blame, my mother gave me soy protein when I was a baby. And I think maybe that might have something
the
to do with it.
Estrogen.
Yeah. My, for real.
My father has said that that's BS, but I don't know if that's just like vegan fodder, so I need to kind of investigate it.
I don't think it's good for a newborn.
I don't think it is either, but I will investigate
the
further.
The boob
for
is
you.
Where you, a baby needs to be.
A boob? For
the boob.
The boob.
On the boob. It produces, your body produces the natural way.
Would you, here's the thing, and I feel like maybe we've discussed this at some point, but I think it's more bizarre that we drink other mammals' milk and use that for cheese, yogurt, etc. I think it would make more sense for humans to use human milk for stuff that we ingest, like make human cheese, you know, and human yogurt.
I mean, you could.
But everyone thinks it's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
And I don't understand why, because it's meant for human consumption. What's disgusting is using milk meant for baby cows and then drinking their
That's also disgusting.
Food. Like, that's that also, seems bizarre.
It's not that it's not disgusting. It's also disgusting. However, it's just been, I think, something that's been around for so long.
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah, that we don't really look at it that way.
Because I think that's weird that I'm drinking like a calf's meal.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, why don't I just drink, you know, milk from a human tata, you know?
Yeah. And that
apparently is disgusting, but I'd be game to try it, you know?
Really, would you?
Yeah, like some Greek yogurt from human teas.
Do we know anybody that can make that happen? I think that would be great.
I know someone who's breastfeeding.
We should do a video.
I'm actually going to see her this weekend.
See if you can get a little bit.
Yeah.
Just put it in the
fridge. I'll go shake her hand and just grab her breast.
Oh, you're going to take it right from the tap. Okay, then that's the case. Yeah. Then we definitely need to get a video of that for sure. 100.
You think we can monetize that on YouTube?
Yes. We'll figure it out.
We just won't talk about the vaccine, but otherwise, because we don't want to get demonetized.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah. Well, I think we should do that. Would you do that on the podcast? Drink a little bit of
absolutely
her milk? Okay. Yeah. Well, I think we need to make that happen.
Yeah,
that would
be
great.
I'll contact the source and see what I can do.
Okay.
It'll be kind of weird because she'll be, you know, doing something in another room and I'll be snooping through the fridge looking for, because she pumps.
Oh, I think you need to ask for consent for that. You can't steal.
I can't just be like, can I just grab like a piece of bread and some of your milk?
I don't think you could. I think that's there's a trust, you know, barrier there.
You need to
ask her if you can have a little bit.
Not.
And just tell her it's a podcast bit. And I think it's a person that I know.
Yeah, and you do.
I think she would absolutely be okay with that.
Yeah, I think she would be too.
Yeah, so
I'll mention it at brunch. I'll be a few mimosas deep and I'll go, hey, listen.
I need a little bit of your milk.
Yeah,
like, baby thirsty, baby need milk. All right, great. So we'll do a video of that. We'll put it on HMB Radio's YouTube and whatever else you want to do with it.
Yep.
And all right, cool. We'll do that. Yeah, it is weird. It is weird drinking that stuff, and I don't know why we do it. I don't really drink a lot of milk, but I still use milk for certain things.
Right, yeah. I think this is the hill I'm going to die on, Will. You know, people have their BLM, other people have their vaccines. I'm going to be, like, pro-human breast milk for human consumption.
What if you really like it, though? And then you have to, you're like, I gotta,
now I'm addicted.
Now I gotta have it.
Now I'm an addict.
Yeah, now you're going to have to go around.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see. I can't.
Oh, I just thought of an evil thought. I don't even want to say it.
Well, you have to know.
That you just get pregnant and then have abortions so you can have breast milk.
Ooh,
and you drink your own.
Like, well,
that's satanic.
Well, here's the thing. I think you would, you'd have to be really, really, really far along to start lactating. So I think it's better just to have the kid and throw it in the trash. Because then it's out.
Good. I'm glad you took it up a notch from mine.
Just a dumpster baby.
Yeah.
Just to have it. But I don't even need to have multiple kids because if you keep, like, activating the nipple, you'll keep lactating. That's why they had like wet nurses like in ancient Egypt and stuff that would just, and probably in present day, but they would lactate for years because there would always be someone suckling on their breast.
Yeah, it'll so keep going until it doesn't need it anymore.
Yeah.
I did learn that. My friend Julie told me that. I didn't know that. I thought it just stopped.
No.
Like when you were supposed to stop feeding the baby, I thought God was like, all right, enough.
No, you actually have to like wean the baby off your breast. So it doesn't even need to be a baby, though. I don't know if you ever read Grapes of Wrath. I don't know if you know how that story ends, that American classic.
I think I have, but it's been a very long time. I think I had to read it.
Let me just read you the last page.
Please.
Rose of Sharon, Dust Bowl, in a barn. Her baby is dead, but she still has breast milk. And the last scene in the last paragraph is her breastfeeding a homeless man.
Wonderful.
The end.
I think that's a great way to end this show.
Yeah. Bye.
Home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter, on Hummel Radio on Instagram and Twitter, Radio St. Pete. Follow them while you're there. HMBRadio.com, 813-693-2124. Thank you, folks, so much for tuning in. This has been the Homemade Broadcast on Radio St. Pete and Sunshine 96.7 FM. Have a great week. Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Indie Circuit's next. See ya.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.